About football playoffs coming up. Man, yeah, you got the bowl games happening. You got the Clemson's back in the national championship hunt. So if you got college football, man, it's awesome right now. NFL, you know, you got the playoffs. Everybody's vying for positions right now. You got about three games left, and my Panthers are in the hunt. You know, hopefully we can hang in there and make the playoffs. So if you got a team that's playing in January, it means they've been very well prepared. Okay, and that's what we'll talk about tonight is being prepared. And it doesn't matter if you have a team that has the best players in the world, you have Nick Saban as your coach or Dabo Swinney, it doesn't matter. If you're not prepared, they don't have a game plan, if they haven't studied the other team and executed that plan, they're not going to do very much. And the same goes for us as Christians. We're a member of a team as well. We're members of the Lord's army, like the Vacation Bible School song says. And we have a lot that we have to prepare for as well, like a football team. There's a lot of stuff that we're told in the Bible that we have to do. So my question to you tonight is, are you prepared? Are you prepared to teach? Mark 16:15 says, "And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Matthew 28:19-20 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." So one of the biggest things we have as Christians to do is to teach others. Are you prepared to teach? Are you prepared to teach your friends, your family? Are you prepared to teach your kids? Are you prepared to teach a class here at church, even a small children's class? Are you prepared to defend what you believe? 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Are you prepared to stand up for what you believe in? Are you prepared to teach someone why baptism is important, why we take the Lord's Supper every week? Are you prepared to defend, you know, how we're different from every other religious organization? Are you prepared for worship? You know, a football team, their big thing is game days on Sunday. Well, a Christian's game day is on Sunday as well. Worship, that's one of the most important things we do. John 4:23-24 says, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him." That's Psalms 89:7. So worship is a serious thing. Are you prepared on Sundays for worship? Are you in the right frame of mind? Are you focused? Or are you like my family sometimes, you know, you roll up in the parking lot just in the nick of time, you get out and kids are like, "Where's my Bible?" "Oh, I thought you had it. I thought you had it." "Well, it was here Wednesday night." "Wednesday? You're supposed to be reading it. Why are you leaving the van since Wednesday?" You know, you got to be prepared. You got to be focused. You know, that's a serious thing is worship, taking the Lord's Supper. Giving, singing psalms, listening and learning on Sundays. And lastly, I could go on all night about what we're supposed to be prepared for, but the last thing I'll cover is, are you prepared to meet God? On a personal level, that may be the most important thing out of all of them. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says, "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." We're not promised tomorrow. We don't know when God's coming or Jesus is coming back. Could be tonight, could be tomorrow. We have people that have been, you know, guessing for ages, you know, "Oh, it's going to be this time." And nobody knows, but we have to be ready for when that time comes. So are you prepared to meet God? That should be our goal as Christians. So if you're here tonight and you're not prepared, we can help you with that. If you're not a Christian, through faith, confession, repentance, baptism, you can be prepared. And, you know, remain faithful. And if you are a Christian, maybe you've done something wrong or you need some prayers, maybe you're not prepared. If you need help with that or prayers of any kind, you can come forward while we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.